Do you ever have those?
I did. I'm not so fond of them, but I've heard of corn dumplings that you put in greens.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, corn dumplings.
Well, now, what about hush puppies or corn dodgers?
Well, you make that out of corn.
Well, now, is there a difference between hush puppies and corn dodgers? Do you know?
I know they're hush puppies, but I'm not familiar with the corn dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm familiar with the
Well, are hush puppies made with onions?
No. To me, they're just some bread fried.
Yeah, they really is that what they amount to, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
You must have still called it cornbread. I haven't had
it. Have you ever seen it cooked like
no,
that?
No, I haven't. I heard of it back in the day. They say that's what they used to do long ago, but I've never seen it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
Corn pudding.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what about cornmeal that's boiled, more or less the way you do grits?
What do they call that? I think they used to call that turn mush.
Turn mush?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call bread in loaves that's made out of white flour, the kind of bread that you buy in the grocery store?
Loaf bread.
No. And would you call it the same thing if it were made at home?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call a round sweet pastry? It's about that big round and has a hole in the middle.
Donut.
What do you call round flat cakes that are made with white flour and cooked on a grease skillet?
Pancake.
Okay. And are you familiar with any other words for them?
No. Well, pancakes is all I know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Bacon. White bacon. We have white bacon and smoked bacon.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the process by which bacon is...
It's cured.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What process they salt them or smoke them, that's only a thing I know.
Uh-huh, okay.
Salt or smoke.
What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog joel and hog's head and things like that?
Hog and cheese.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Kind of stone. Seed, either.
Okay, that's fine, yeah. I'm glad to get all of them. And what about the hard thing in the middle of a peach?
Kernel.
Now, could you also call that a stone?
Stone,
or a seed?
Yeah, peach stone.
And what about a seed?
Seed, because I think you plant
seed,
that too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Cling peach.
And how about a peach whose meat separates easily from the seed?
Clastone.
What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
String beans.
And what about beans that do have to be shelled?
We have butter beans.
Okay.
Butter beans. That wouldn't be the peas. We have peas, but with beans.
What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
The tops, greens, I mean.
Mm-hmm. What do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Corn on the cob.
What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
Now, which one of those you
now, actually, I don't think this particular one lives in South Georgia. What we're after here is a chipmunk or a ground squirrel or a grinny.
Oh,